This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. While net wrap to bind round forage bales can dramatically reduce quality loss of hay as compared to twine, the plastic binding is not designed to degrade in the rumen once consumed by livestock. Removing net wrap prior to feeding forage can alleviate the issue, but an SDSU survey found only about one-third of producers take on the task, which can be challenging and time-consuming. The consequences of feeding bales still encased in net wrap is largely negative, according to SDSU Extension Beef Specialist Julie Walker.
We see a buildup of that material in the rumen, and that will bind up with the fiber and such. And ultimately, people have seen cattle loss due to this plastic building up in their stomachs.
A study in North Dakota placed net wrap in the rumen of cannulated cows for 14 days, with none of the plastic degrading in that two-week period. Another study at SDSU fed ground-wrapped hay to cannulated cows for 140 days, where a softball-sized tangle of net wrap developed.
It can basically make a plug so digesta cannot leave the rumen, or it just takes up space.
Walker reports grinding bales encased in net wrap does reduce particle size of the plastic, but roughly 50% of the binding fails to digest, building up over time. She strongly encourages cow-calf producers to remove net wrap before feeding of both whole bales and bales for grinding. Visit extension.sdstate.edu for greater details.